Let's get to your stock picks this evening. Voldu, let's start off with you.
I'm going to go with Remgro. I've done it recently. It's a typical old school holding company. You know, they use capital and invest in other listed and other private businesses that they hope to bring to market. Their biggest investments, FirstRand or RMH, if you combine them together, it's about 30% of the net asset value. Just last week, there was about a 6-7% dispersion in the two share prices. So if you think about that, you know, got one asset where 30% of its value is determined by something that went up 6% and it went down one or two, it looks pretty cheap to me. I think the discount's around 27%. Yes, difficult economic times, 27% discount to NAV. It hasn't been this low since the GFC or other extreme volatile periods, so that gives you an idea. It
looks okay, so Remgro on your radar screen, Hebron?
Yeah, I'm going to go Aspen. We all were very worried about the
second time today.
Yeah, we were very worried about the debt problems, etc. They certainly sold some of their businesses. Still, Stephen Sard never sold one of his shares that he's been owning. He's a debutant. Also not selling any of his shares. Most people back this company at a 35 and a 40p at 400 Rand a share 2-3 years back. It's now trading at 85 Rand a share, sitting at a 6-7p multiple. They're deleveraging the balance sheet at the moment. So they know what the problems are. They're tackling it, and they had lots of headwinds over the last 2 years. So I think you're probably picking up a bargain here, and you need to believe that Stephen Sard and his management team will do a good job going forward. So I think you're picking it up cheaply at 7p.
Gentlemen, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined me in studio this evening. Of course, my guests, Gerbrand Smit from NEFG Fund Managers and Voldu Duplessis from Nitrogen Fund Managers as well. We take more of your stock-related questions next week. Have a good evening.